So to review, a disciple is a follower of Christ. A disciple is a fisherman. Okay? So I want to make you work this time. Okay, I'm done. So let's think about our UBF ministry here. Milwaukee Church, UBF Church. Why don't we all take 3 minutes to write answer these 3 questions. What is your church's vision statement? What is your church's mission statement? What is your church's strategy? And we'll compare them. 3 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay, stop, and what is your church's vision statement, Holly?
As I've heard, not just to raise Bible students, but with disciples and disciple makers. I don't really know exactly.
Okay, let's see, that was a really hard one. But it said to see the glory of God being displayed and changed lives, endowed with faith in the living Lord Jesus Christ, and to see missionaries go throughout the whole world, starting the Milwaukee area.
Wow.
That's a good one.
That's
great.
Our vision statement is our church to be the church to for raising the disciples of Jesus and train them to send out many other campuses in the USA and many other countries.
Vision statement?
Yeah.
So we don't have an entire roll down. Our church's campus ministry focused on raising disciples of Jesus among young people in Milwaukee, especially everything. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have four different, three different people. It's very, vision and mission and strategy is different.
Mm.
And you guys need to sit together, the leaders, and come up with a vision statement.
Yeah.
That's visionary. Vision is not practical.
Mm.
Vision is something that you don't have. Mm. But if you see far ahead, it may never come true, but it's still vision. And what was Jesus' vision statement?
Matthew chapter 28, presentation to me. Mm.
Vision?
What was Jesus' vision?
The Lord's Prayer.
Yeah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to happen? Yes, when Jesus comes again. Right? Can any, even one nation, even one town become changed by the kingdom of God? No. But that's what Jesus envisions. The whole, his kingdom may be restored. The lost paradise may be restored. That's his big plan. The overarching plan of God is God created the world, and it fell, and he wants to fully restore it. And Jesus and his own happening. The living kingdom comes to the kingdom. So, I don't know, I can't tell you what your vision is, but something like that.
Mm.
Kingdom of God may come to the land.
Mm-hmm.
Or Milwaukee, something like that, you know.
Mm.
So, please come with a vision statement, and everybody should be on board.
Yeah.
Okay? And how about mission statement? What is your mission? So for that vision, what can your church, do? What is your mission?
So that's a mission statement is how can we accomplish the vision? How and what we have to do?
No, what you have to do is strategy.
How?
No, mission statement is what?
What you're going to accomplish?
Strategy is how you're going
to do. Okay.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So mission is like, the Great Commission, mission. Right? Jesus' Great Commission is mission. I'm charging you, therefore go for it. Make disciples of all nations. That's mission, right? Jesus' disciples received that commandment, which is mission for them. So, if you're ambassador of America and you go to another country, your mission is to get to North America.
Mm.
And so disciples of Jesus, for our church specifically, we have a mission to make disciples.
Yeah.
Okay. some church determination, love God, love your neighbor. Learn about God's love and go to your neighbor.
Raising disciples on campus. So that's why some people came to our church and stayed 1 month, 2 months, first time they like it. But as time goes by, they feel strange and different from the other church. Yeah, because the other church, they don't have such a mission priority. So like my one of students like Eddie, that's why she left the other church, because she did not want to become a Bible teacher. She said it's not her calling. So she went to camp and left the other church. But we have to understand that those people, it's okay. Because if they think it's not their calling, they should go to the other church. But at least the people who are sitting here understand that's our spiritual director. So do not have a conflict for our spiritual director in our church.
Yeah. And I think we have to say, go make disciples. And we specifically pray for Milwaukee, because our church is in Milwaukee and also in WMU by this campus. But I think bigger pictures, go make disciples. And that includes when you're at the hospital, right? If you're a stay-at-home mom, you make disciples. Your children, right? You disciple them, follow Christ. So whatever we're doing, we're doing. But as a church, we pray for on campus. But I think when we only talk about campus ministry, we really restrict ourselves. Like, okay, I can't share the gospel with this person. She's not a campus student. But that's not true. Wherever you're, we're disciples. But as a church, we pray for it. So please don't restrict yourself. We're, especially if you're a working professional, if you're a layman, you should be disciples. We should share the gospel, the good news, the gospel. But as a church family, we pray for okay, and I should also write this down so everybody knows. Praise the Lord. Okay, now, what is your church's strategy?
How can we make disciples? So how? This is strategy. The next, I think the first page, I think, the truth, the 1.5.3.5.7. That's how it's step one. So that, who they are and look into the sins and getting the word of God, getting the transform. This idea is the first step. So be on from the first step.
And even before that, I think just that he that Jesus to be spread the seed broadly. So he spoke the word to all kinds of stuff, people invited a lot of people on this. So I think we have to try to invite the people who want to.
I think it's a really good thing to think about vision statement, vision statement, church strategy, this moment. Because when Pastor Cole and I decide by the this church, some of the members ask us whether we want to be a best local church, community church at the time. And then we clearly say, no, we are not willing to become a local church. We still want to remain as a mission-centered church, the campus ministry. But, as you know, physical distance from the campus and this church, sometimes we remain in this church more often. So rather than go to campuses. So we really have to really think about how to do our ministry close to campus somehow. We have to really think about and pray about that.
Yeah, we need really strategy. And everything should just align to this mission thing. The process should fit the mission. If there's anything that you're doing that doesn't fit with the mission, you have to cut it off. Mm. And if there are things that you're not doing, you should do. You just change things. You know, form should follow from form follows from. It should be streamlined.
Yeah.
Be very clear, you should know, why am I doing this? Does this support our mission? No, then stop. Even though you've been doing it, stop doing it.
Mm.
You have to just put everything on the table. Monday meeting, Tuesday meeting, Wednesday meeting, Friday meeting, Saturday meeting. Put it all on the table. CBF, all these activities. Just put it on the table and you have to do house cleaning. Throw this out. Throw this. This doesn't fit. Throw this out. Even if you have one meeting, you have to reevaluate everything.
Mm.
So, we talked about, decide for 10 days. So I think we also it was clear, Pastor. And Jesus, right before he chose 12 disciples, he prayed, if we pray or not, for God and God may send the disciples 10 days. And then secondly, we pray, Pastor, for many people, as much as Pastor. And then among them, we have to choose, people. So if we follow these steps, like praying, and then and just pray the gospel, and then those understand the people like the four pictures, we equip them. So our Bible study and then Bible study should be an opportunity to equip people to minister to other people. So everything should be an opportunity to equip people with the Word of God. If they can be filled with them, God's heart, and then it is more confident by the teachers. Confident by the teachers.
And I really, you made a such good point with prayer. Because God has to go ahead of us. We're really working with the Holy Spirit. So you will see Holy Spirit working powerfully when you pray. So at UIC, we do a lot of prayer meeting. Before semester, pretty much the whole summer is preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Leaders having Bible study and praying. And we do 2 months of prayer. We do close prayer, we pray for members, because we need prayer, we need to sharpen our Bible study materials, and we pray, and we do pray for, we really care about the campus, we pray for the whole campus, we do prayer walk, we walk around the whole campus, we pray for each building, each department. You know, you can look at the professor's name and you just pray for everything. really the best thing to do, pray. And when you pray, God gives inspiration. Oh, I can do this. I can call this person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're ready. Prayer. Mm-hmm. Even though we know, we just pray we don't pray enough. We study a lot, we don't pray enough. We just pray enough. And then also, really prepare Bible study. Mm-hmm. When you have, I call it honey. When you have honey, he will come. Yeah, when you have Word of God, people will come. They can smell you off. They will ask you for Bible study. Like, see, I saw Bible study. People, oh, I heard you did Bible study. I heard. And then they come. It's really amazing when I have them. God, if you don't pray, you don't have Word of God, and you're going fishing, people are so scared. A creepy person is coming. Hey, coming by the study. They run away. They're scared. If you pray in the Word of God, they come.
Yeah. So this would be after seminary, it's a time when I went to struggle for training and then a bank, huh? Then people, bankers have money, nobody will come. He'll come and get a loan, but since we have been had money, then nobody will come later. That's cool. But if bankers have had money, people come. So I realized how much important for me to have water in my heart and love of God in my heart, spirit of Christ in my heart. So we know we are never important discipleship ministry of God. I came as a disciple maker.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have paid raising disciples. When I was young, you know, I was very passionate for inviting people. I had a 12-20 one for my disciples. We have a formation, two families, two families in the Milwaukee, Robertson Pakistan and my family. Among four missionaries, we have 41 from our studies, sometimes 50, 61 from our studies. Dr. Shemini was amazed, because many went from our, even during the summer, we had 34 went from our studies.
Wow.
So he, that's why he bought, But, after my teaching many Bible studies, none of them was going to Cyprus. I get tired, I got tired. And, who are the leaders? Like, when you can have a kind of, who are the leaders? But for this, she will go home. But leaders will stay, don't work, humans don't work. They clean up. There are no kind of people. They are the leaders. So, you see, knowing that I had to do all those things, I got tired. We are not doing, you know, which are the disciple makers. We didn't feel safe. Help us to go as disciple makers. And we begin to, you know, focus on few people. And then, still my, that's my prayer too, is focus on few people. Don't be teachable, better than teachable, and humble, obedient, and teachable people, thankful people. Those people. So I realize how much important for us to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows that you have a heart desire, you have the word of God, and God will send the people one by one. Mm-hmm. I did not pray, but suddenly, you know, being sent to me, you'll be upset. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are the one who put the, in prayer list about us?
Oh, no, I didn't. It's just, I got this whole thing.
I got something.
Yeah.
Who put the, our information in prayer list?
I don't know.
Nobody did?
Yeah, so I think, I mean, that's the one, also on you, I mean, that's advertising.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so you have a lot of potential in this room. So you have to look at the possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Each person can offer something to advance his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Potential. Mark can be in this amazing way. Yeah, you have to use all God's gifts in heaven and say, wow, we have so much God. There are things in my experience how it's going to be going. The crying they're going to be. So lonely. Right? Don't you want to be friends? Your big brother? Yeah. So the, our evangelism is to be very creative.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to teach this, but like you talk about friendship. Mm-hmm. You can be a friend. You can put yourself on a crazy list. I'll be a friend.
I'll be
a friend. You have some cafe, and I'll listen to you. Why not? You have to try something new. And if you meet 10 people, maybe one of them will study Bible with you. And listen to their story.
When you come to Bible study machine, Joanne, you said that you thought you have to pay the money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing nothing for free.
That's right.
Yeah. Sure. So we have to put the English free by the instead of
Bible study. Or free friends in Christ. Right? I mean, you gotta be a teacher. Seriously. Don't pigeonhole yourself. You know, I have to be a Bible teacher. But be a fisherman by being a friend. You need people to Jesus. Mm. Everybody can do something.
Yeah.
You can teach Korean.
Maybe her parents can come over and then she can teach Korean college students. They can be like a teacher or something.
They're not good teaching.
Because, yeah. But you know, and I think in California, the missionary, he has like a it's a common house, but it's an apartment for students. But he said, you have to be Christian to come, and you have to come to church, you have to study Bible with him, so you can live in his house. For, you know, they have to pay rent. But a lot of Christians came. And then he does his
stuff. Coaching?
Yeah.
Coaching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one way. I mean, you gotta use your mind and think, what can you do? Mm-hmm. What can I offer? Mm-hmm. And something.
Wait,
my
house.
Yeah.
Have a house?
Do you have a house? Actually, the AC, my daughter, is 14 years old now. Mm. 5 years later, she can move out.
Mm.
So we will have a one room then. One room, BLTOGWM.
Yeah, and also, you know,
Like
when Francis. She does exchange students.
Mm.
You can actually invite exchange students to live with you.
Yeah.
And get paid like $1,000 a month.
Mm.
You provide room and board. And then you say, oh, I'm a Christian and would you like to go to church with me? And then they usually agree if they're your family. And then you say, my brother did that too. I mean, there's so many ways you can reach. Mm-hmm. You gotta join. Things like join UN Christian Fellowship, medicine, doctor's fellowship. Yeah. You like really reach wide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sarah wants to do a cafe. She wants to start a cafe.
Mm-hmm. Christian cafe, yeah.
What you enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. You know, serving my friend Rosie, she does tea business from home. And then that's her ministry. She does tea parties for, you know, like people, and then they know she's a Christian, and she shares the gospel.
Mm. Yeah, I have my business stuck up. It's not easy to share the Mary gospel in your business place because you don't want to give them bias to the people, because a lot of my patients, there's Muslim too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of Muslim patients.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, we need a reach them if we want to use your business for reach them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically, you don't want to give your time to do, going to cafe every night, for example, meet people. But one thing is to be very creative to reach many people, and then, among them, you can sort out and find somebody who's really
interested
in the Bible and the disciple of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, this is something I found out. Because when I was in Omaha, I couldn't really go on campus. I'm very limited. So I did HDS, high school ministry. And I was very sad. I was a college student.
Mm.
But you know what happened? After 4 years, they went to college. And they were already, you know, disciples.
Yeah.
By the time they went to college.
Wow.
So I said, it's really good business.
Really good
business. Because I'm getting them early.
Mm.
When their heart is soft. High school kids, junior high, so passionate for Jesus. They have a good heart for it. So plant a seed. When they go to college, I follow them. Through college,
because
you can lose your lost in college, right? I follow them through college until they marry.
Okay.
30 girls, I follow them from junior high school, college until they had
married. I have a question. So in Chicago, those children, they usually go to their college in Chicago or the other city or the other state?
Usually.
In our junior high school students, I don't see like none of them will stay in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of our ministry problems.
Yeah. So, that's another thing. We have to do whole, like, parenting. And you should ask Mission Paul, because he, all his kids,
actually, John is a Milwaukee boy. First one in Chicago, Paul, and then Joseph and the rest of the
family. Okay. Wherever they go, I think we have to really pray for them, then they meet Christ personally.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't matter where they stay in Milwaukee, where they go to different city, but most important, we have to pray for them, then they come to Jesus personally.
Okay, so that was not a good question, where they stay. Yeah. As parents, by the time they're 12, I think your goal should be help them accept Jesus.
Mm.
Because that's when their heart is good for them.
Mm.
Really, they will really accept. Very strong. When they're in high school, it's a little harder in a lot of temptation. In college, it's harder.
Mm.
So you have 18 years with them, and hopefully you did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And you plan to stay the foundation of faith. And they all make good decisions in life. So my youngest son went to Novi. He's a struggling Christian.
So, I mean, whatever we do, whatever I do, just imagine it's prayer. Because God called me as a disciple of Jesus, disciple maker. So that's the number one. I went to Israel and see God's kingdom come, God's kingdom be done, and God's kingdom be full. And then I went to really accomplish God's will. Freedom of my mind, as a disciple maker. So that's why I'm praying every day. You know, God used me as a disciple maker and to wisdom. I'm making this area that happens to be a disciple maker. And God used me, God helped me my sick eyes to see, to in what your life go more and more. So I mean, you should be a prayer, lifestyle every day, to go as a disciple maker.
So for strategy, I'm going to move forward. For strategy, really, you know, re-examine what you're doing. Recalibrate, re-strategize, and also what you have. You have enough potential in this game.
Amen.
Average IQ is really high. Abilities are all here. You have everything. Somehow God puts like very different kinds of people. Enough to create a body. You have a good head. Right? Good feet, good heart, everything, all here. And you just have to put it together and become very healthy body and good
shape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you have to really think. Okay, next, we're going to move along. How can we most effectively mobilize the people of the church to accomplish the great mission? Okay, this is very important. Church, what church is. And I read a lot of books on the church. And the church is a group of committed people following Jesus together, making disciples together. So the concept of church in America are influenced by consumerism. So when people come to church, they're like coming to a shopping mall. them, what do I want to buy? What can I get? What can I get? How is church helping me? For me. Me. And if you don't like something, then you go to another church. Okay? But church, if you study Acts, church is people who want to follow Jesus and obey Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's similar to Jesus. It's not a shopping center. It's not, you know, you're not here for yourself. You're here because of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here with people you don't even like.
Many times.
And I think God has such a sense of humor. People together and say, hey, learn to love. And that's what's so exciting about, you know, following Jesus. It's messy. It's sticky.
Yeah, I'm be honest with you. A couple of people in my church, I don't talk anymore.
That's terrible.
I know, it's terrible. I have to repent, and then, but there's no really clue for me to show you this time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say, really.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I talk with you, you know.
Yeah.
I like it. Dr. Church is a little friendly. You know.
So, right. And that's why we have Easter conference every year.
Oh, you
Well, anyway, church, anyway, because this is the attitude. This, we're in this together, we're committed to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. Not, oh, what are you going to do for me, you know? So, consider the structure and activities of your church. In what ways might these things foster religious activities that result in little spiritual productivity?
So before we put number two, so how can we most effectively mobilize it, the first person? So I realized that in our church and around, we could not appropriate something for our ministry. So I realized how important it is for us to be able to put in one another and help one another. And in each church, it's there's a lot, and many bones with it, bones and parts of the body. But joint, it is crucial. Because even though there is each part of bones, if there's no joint there, then you cannot move structurally. And you cannot move, you cannot even walk. So ligament and the fellowship and the good relationship with the relationship among ourselves is very important. Because if we have, you know, one political spirit against another to another, it cannot be mobilized to wounded people, achieve people, as Father of Christ. So that's why how much important mission is just like we talk about. That's only the Easter conference, how to forgive them, for the number of destiny. So how important it is for us to confess our unhelpfulness. I think that love some people. I think that love some people. I need God's help and God's grace. And you forgive other people and talk to other people, love other people. Then we will be healed from our sins of conscience, which is the Buddha. Love one another and serve God's purpose.
I think that's when you're at a pause. When you're at a pause and you have two choices, really apply the gospel of Jesus in this specific area of my life or not.
Yeah.
We come to this kind of crossroads once in a while, and that's when you mature. You have to be determined to embrace the cross of Jesus, which means you gotta die to yourself. You have no right whatsoever to hold anything against anyone
One thing I found is I cannot be nice to the old people. I cannot be nice to the old people.
All the people?
Yeah. I thought I'm a pretty good people person, but I found it, I can't. I can't be the nice to
everyone. Yeah. I mean, for over the last year, I've had some Christian, I became a Christian in 1978, so 35 years have passed. So, you know, all the time there's one person, one or two people whom I could not really forget. And even while I'm driving, all the time, the person comes to my mind.
It's not me, right?
In the past. So I was kind of a prisoner of the unforgiving spirit. I was a prisoner of the spirit of hatred. And then one time, you know, I was taking a shower, you know, I always prayed to God. I want to be free, I want to be free from this unforgiving spirit. I really didn't ask God's mercy, God's help. And since then, God set me free. Since then, I did not have anyone.
Yeah. You can't talk to anybody in the church.
Yeah, I can talk to you.
Maybe that's why he's a pastor. Oh my gosh.
But well, we're all pastors.
Yeah, pastors.
Yeah. And also, this is when we have to really apply. I reach my human limitation, that's when we really come to the cross of Jesus. So, there's one of the questions is, are you healthy spiritually? Okay. Are you healthy? Yeah. Very, very important for growing Christian to be healthy emotionally.
Emotionally healthy. If you have some kind of sickness, you want to get rid of it as possible. Sickness, you want to get rid of sickness as possible. But spiritual sickness, the controlling of spirit or hatred will be much worse than any kind of cancer or HIV. Much worse. But we do not think it's serious. Even if there's some kind of sickness, pneumonia or bronchitis will get worse as possible. But one thing is, you want to kill it.
I don't mean that I'm close to some people, angry at some people, but just to feel powerless to see their spiritual condition. So really, almost like, I feel like, feel hopeless. I cannot do anything for them.
That's why we the best place. But I am the best place, I'm the best place, I'm Jesus.
So, first, okay, I want to move on. So, to be effective church, we need gospel of Jesus. We need everyone to be on board with the mission of the church. We need to be equipped. We need to be healthy. And we need adequate accountability. And also we need to be flexible.
What number did I use?
No, but I'm still on the first one.
Okay.
And then I'm going to skip down to the third one. How can we mostly effectively organize the leadership of this church to accomplish the Great Commission?
there's a pastor, you know, pastor, but also leaders who are suitable for that kind of department, for doing Bible studies, doing hospitality, doing counseling, serving.
I think it's really good, I think, for us to really to identify our leadership skills, talents, so we may be able to share them. This, and in this area, I feel comfortable and gifted. So we may be able to use all those things, gifts.
Okay, the last one on the bottom, if your heart were to beat for the love the way God does, how would that change how you are living personally? What are you currently giving your time, energy, resources in the church that might be good, but not fast? How can you reorganize your lives and ministry around what is best? And that is, those two words, good and the best, is different. Coming to Bible study weekly is good, but is the best? Is it really equipping me? Is it really equipping me to be a disciple maker? We want to be fast. We want always everything to be fast.
I would study more. If my heart would be too much, I'd probably not the way that I study. Reorganizing my life. So I think I spend a lot of energy doing a lot of things in ministry. One thing everyone's actually aware of this, but one thing I'm praying about is praising. And being able to focus on raising disciples.
I want to give you one example. We have to be careful to the, even though we want to give our God the best, but the amount of time doesn't mean the always the best.
Yeah.
Even though you give a lot of time, it does not mean it's the best. One example is the missionary Joshua Wakadun. And he's a director of the one of the Canadian ministry. Waterloo Mission. Yeah, when he had a full-time job, I'm just sharing that when he was in Rami Chapel, he had a full-time job. And then even though he had a full-time job, he was able to have 12 Bible students every week. 12 Bible students. So, Shepherd gave him was so impressed by him, and they asked him, do you want to become a full-time ministry? So he quit his job, and he became a full-time intern, Shepherd, in Yoni Sector. And after he had all the time to serve his students, all his students ran away. And none of them remained. So I talked with him what happened, and he said, I didn't have enough time to help students. When I helped my students, I helped them with their whole heart at that time. Actually, he gave them the best. So those students came to Bible studies and did Bible studies with him. But after he became a full-time, he had so much time, so he began to chase all his 12 Bible students in campus. They are all Bible campus students. And then push them to become commit themselves to God's ministry. And then and when he pushed them one by one, actually what happened is that he pushed them away from the Bible studies. And he said, after 1 year, he lost all 12 Bible students. And then he said, actually, at that time, I was working for my ambition. It was not the best. I was working for myself. So it's not a month of time. Yeah.
That's what
you
can.
So even though you don't have enough time, still you can't do the fast.
So let's be practical and honest here. What are most significant obstacles you face personally when it comes to prioritizing cycle making? How can you overcome these obstacles? Anybody want to be honest? What is the obstacle?
lately that this issue comes up and I just confront it on a daily basis. You see, really what's my priority in this? Because it really, what we do really reflects what's most important to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Lydia is just getting more and more clear that, and I've just been asked again and asked me, so really do, is this really that important to me?
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, why is it that I'm only spending like 10% of it, 5% even at times, and then I spend 30-40% on other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When I say, if I'm committed to being a disciple of Jesus Christ, or if this is what's important to me, it should change everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the priorities. I can go on, there's tons of obstacles, I can go on and on about my personal life. But then the area just, it keeps coming up because, I don't know, I'm just being confronted with that on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for me, I think the time I spend with the whole internet, internet I think is a hindrance obstacle. I can play the Bible. I can also listen to the Bible cassette, Bible CD, no problem. But prayer is very hard for me to sit and kneel down and pray. So the internet, using the internet, I come to Bible church to pray. But usually I end up between the articles and the Facebook.
I don't do the Facebook.
Sure, I do.
Well, I can set up parental controls so that it's...
After 10 minutes, does the sign come up? Pastor, for time to pray.
That's why I've been honest to the confessor. Because I spend the time reading articles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to know, before I used to read a lot of books,
mm-hmm.
and now I read a lot of articles, Facebook and news,
mm-hmm.
so I want to know what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad to know what's going on.
I don't think it's not that bad, because Pastor should understand what's going
yeah.
on.
But problem is, I do not pray much as I want, as much as I want.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the obstacle for me.
Yeah, I think really boils down to time management.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good exercise personally if you make a chart, make a timetable, and you count the hours. 6 days a week, there's 24 hours, there's 144 hours you have.
minor Sabbath that committed to me, dedicated to God. 124 hours. You're a full-time worker, that's 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
8 hours a day. That's 40 hours. You have 104 hours.
Yeah.
You can sleep 8 hours a day, that's another 40 hours. Yeah. Huh? Yeah,
64 hours
of sleeping?
Mm-hmm. No, for one day?
Less. 64 hours of time left, and then you eat 3 hours a day. I'm just being very generous.
So 46 hours.
Mm-hmm. Right. Are you a math teacher?
So if you have 7 to 10 hours,
yeah.
The people are from 64.
46 hours. That's loyalty, easy, go to work. 46 transportation. Transportation, 2 hours a day. That's 12 hours. So 31 hours left a day.
A week.
A week. Minus Sunday. Leaving whole Sunday. Mm-hmm. 31 hours left. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of time. So you have to count the hours. You have to give some time.
About 30 hours.
Around 30 hours of free time. After sleeping 8 hours, sleep 8 hours. You know, eating 3 hours, driving 2 hours. So each day, 8 plus 5 is 13 hours of just basic.
Mm-hmm.
You still have 30 hours divided by 5, 6 is it? 5 hours. You have 5 hours a day. Absolutely nothing.
So, ma'am. They will spend a lot of time for their children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I struggle because some Bible students say, oh, I came from the Bible study only 4 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm.
But my son is a piano lesson at 4.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if I say I cannot make it, then it's okay, I cannot do Bible study this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then I struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is important? Should I go to Bible study? Or should I skip the piano lesson?
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up, all the time then, I remember the word of God. And seek God's kingdom and righteousness first.
Mm-hmm.
So these things will be given to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray. I mean, it's not easy to make a decision, but anyway, and then, so the last week was the one girl student that came sit in my house, and then, but then my children had a competition on Saturday. I should have served her because she stayed in my home 4 days, and I could not give the ride, and but my daughter asked me to be with her or something like that, so kind of struggle again. But I think that then I pray again and ask God's wisdom. But when I see God's kingdom, all the time I learned that God actually solves all other problems and then blesses my decision. So it's not easy to put
yeah. Even though it's 30 hours, it's in some matter, they have to take care of their children, something like that. Probably you will end up like 10 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
maybe 15 hours a week
to
start that.
Anyway.
And I think that's where coercion comes from. God called
everything. Okay, that's what we are just talking about. And then my
Abigail,
and then
she just got her driver's license.
Yeah, so. I'm not saying like abuse Abigail something, but if you're working together as a body, everybody should know everybody's schedule.
Mm.
So what we do at UIC is the people who are doing Bible study, they're all moms, and they're all poor.
Mm.
They can't even pay for babysitter. So we sat down, like four people, we sat down and we schedule.
Mm.
Rotation, they were sitting rotation, so everybody gets a day sleep. Mm. Or like afternoon sleep, with flip-flop, like babysitting.
Mm.
So they're on campus day and a half each. Mm. And then, you know, other days they're just home, committed to taking care of their kids. So they don't feel like stressed out. Mm. And also we have Bible students, we flip-flop, so it's like, oh, I can't be there. I'm only available Wednesday. I'm there from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Mm.
If I teach somebody, you can come Wednesday. Okay, you study this.
Oh.
So we all help each other. So the moms who are struggling with kids but still doing ministry, so you commit 8 hours a week, and that's your day. Mm. And then other moms are babysitting for you.
Mm.
You just come and study Bible. You have, they usually have back-to-back Bible studies,
mm.
four Bible studies.
Just
and then they go home. Because we're all helping each other.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So if you should, that's something that's called strategy. You have to strategize. So maximize your resources.
So in the, in your fellowship, so all moms, they have a good relationship to each other?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
You know why? Because we pray with each other.
Okay.
Every Tuesday we pray together. And this is something I led mm-hmm. prayer meeting with young moms.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't, yeah, before they were moms actually.
Mm-hmm.
But then moms are okay. Always there was prayer, and then we did like a book study or Bible study on how to be a woman of God, how to be a wife, how to be a mom, you know. We're really investing in ourselves.
Okay.
And then unity. And
so,
then we can
work. But all moms, they have children, but they don't compare to each other for their children?
No.
You know, it's like when I went back to Korea for the chapter last year. And when I went to Yoni Chapter, it's a big church, and there are many moms. And then there are many doctors in Yoni Chapter, it's a big successful ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that from the dojo, Yoni Chapter is one of the best universities in Korea. And their parents, they all graduated from Yoni University, and their husbands are doctors, and then they have a very big dance. The problem is that these winning workers, they're competing each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're comparing their children, and the one children is better than the other child or something like that. And they began very jealous, and they began to hate each other. And then they became very awkward relationship
mm-hmm.
in Yoni Chapter. I saw that, I was like, wow. When I was 17 years ago, I did not see that kind of problem.
Mm-hmm.
But last year I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah. So I think that's where you really have to, if you have to be a disciple of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
you have to be sanctified. And I think, you know, we praying together
mm-hmm.
and we say, this is, you know, we live it before God, and we confess to each other, like one said, oh, you know, there's a Faith Grady, she's barren. She's married for 7 years, she can't have a child.
Mm.
But then everybody has babies. And it's really hard for her. And she says, it's very hard for me. You know? And then we all cry together, we all pray
mm.
for her. And then other people, you know, your husband is PhD, my husband is, you know, starting junior college.
Oh.
It's hard, and we're so poor, and we all pray together. And because that is God's sovereignty in life.
Yeah.
So that really is each person's journey. Everybody has problems. Everybody has something to brag about. Yeah. Everybody, you know, we're all just living for God.
Yeah.
So that's just really basic, you know, gospel faith. You can't compare with others. That's like Genesis chapter 4, Cain and Abel. It's
mm-hmm.
terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those things need to be repent of.
Mm.
And the thing is, like, you know, even like you're like, if you can't touch somebody, those, they're small, but they're huge. Because it's like ocean. It'll grow, and it's
such a toxic thing to have in this small community. And if you don't pop it and squeeze it out of it, it's going to infect the whole church, and it's going to create this really unhealthy environment.
Yeah.
And that's how it starts. Nobody says, oh, I'm going to make our, you know, church environment awkward and competitive and jealous. Nobody says that. But then it starts with small things.
Yeah, it starts, it really comes up from very small things.
Small things, yeah.
And becomes just angry,
right.
And then begins to jealous.
Right.
And then hate each other suddenly.
Because there's some misunderstanding. You stop talking, and then you start thinking something about somebody else, and then it just spreads, like angry.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so we're going back to time management. So you gotta, if your goal is disciple-making, you know, preaching the gospel, doing the support ministry, you gotta all work together. Share the resources. If there's anybody who, like, early church need babysitters, you know, why, you know, you can't make it, you really have to go to your child's and playing events and communicate, study with this person. That all community. No.
So through the study of orientations, and I realized how much important for me to be sanctified and to become a really holy and blameless in the sight of God. Also, each individual person is to be sanctified and become holy and blameless, beautiful Christian. So that's taking a big obstacle and then being the God's help. So every day it is
Yeah, Satan always works through the people's relationships.
Mm-hmm.
They always attack the relationship and break the relationship so that the church cannot work there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an effective way to destroy the God's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And so many, many, many times, and it's really sad. Even in our church, it works.
Mm-hmm.
So Satan is working on us, really.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. Really, as the pastor Paul said, we have to repent from it. But sometimes, really, I don't know what to be, how to begin with such a paper. No
well,
idea.
Well, especially with you.
Yeah, that's right.
In Genesis 3, relationship was the casualty of individuals.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just me. Like, I'm the problem.
Yeah, I think working together will definitely help each other, you know, grow, you know, doing each other's part. And I see that a lot of people just, like, have their own body to say Bible students and stuff. And that didn't take away Bible students. And that could be a jealousy thing, too, taking, you know, taking my Bible student, and she likes Bible study. Oh, that by you more than me. But, yeah, I think it should be more of co-working, you know, and trying to equip each other and, you know, do whatever we can.
So, you know, you can really have a vision of what this community church would look like if you had good communication, each individual is growing, thriving spiritually, and to work together, really be very focused, growing ministry. And this is something you can talk about, and also that when you have fellowship, group Bible studies, these things will all come out. Personal repentance, and working, asking for prayer, really honestly. And if you're happy, then God is pleased. And that's why students come and say, oh, I want to be here. This is amazing community.
So I shall be really questioning myself, am I a disciple of Jesus? Am I a disciple of Jesus? Am I a... So I have to begin myself every day. I want to really be a disciple of Jesus. And am I a disciple of one for instance, or weakness, anger, or am I a disciple of love and forgiving and grace and forgiveness? So I have to be very quick on myself. Mm-hmm. So we have to each person in my ministry, because even then I'm a teacher for the staff, and I have to disciple Jesus. How would you disciple Jesus? Well, if there's any type of, you know, incubator. Impure. That's the
word
I'm saying. Water. Impure. Impure those who are unchristlike attitudes. Mm-hmm. I say thanks. We say it to so pray for the people to each person may be in Christ and become a true disciple of Jesus. They will be united with Christ. Each person will be united with one another and healthy, healthy community.
Jesus, please. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for really giving this opportunity to think about this body. You have put us together according to your sovereign will and purpose so that we can together as one body serve Christ. And you have built the end in Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee. Lord, help each one of us to really examine our heart. Really, maybe contribute in the body of Christ. Help us to love one another, deal with one another, and encourage one another. Follow Christ. Give our leaders wisdom. Find clear vision, mission, and strategy. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. So sometimes I think we shall good tool for us, and really, make a big difference, and a strong tablet.